Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Joe to camera, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. We'll have some fun at 1:30 as we do every single Friday with the drop of the week. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Talk to Dominic in Cherry Hill. What's up, Dominic?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing great, buddy.
It's going great.
Awesome show. Awesome show. I'll give you my movie at the end, but I have a question about the Eagles, but I just want to make a quick point about the Phillies. The Phillies, I think right now you can at least say with confidence that our starting pitching is looking good. It's looking good. And I
don't agree with you on that. Two of them are. Three of them to me are a total question mark.
Well, I mean, you have to at least it.
Jake Arrieta looked a lot better.
Both looked better.
Better than I expected. Yes.
I don't see it that way. A lot of people are saying that. I mean, both of them gave up runs in a short period of time. I just don't see it the way you say it, but that's fine.
I mean, it was the Yankees too. Eflin just faced. So, but you know, having a week off, I just think this team responded well, and I'd like to at least give credit to the manager on that. You know, like the previous caller said, I think. You know, we should highlight when the team has at least played and competed well, and I think he's done a good job with that. So,
that's fine. Okay.
But, yeah, the Eagles question is, what do you guys think? It's open-ended, but I definitely want you guys to give your answers. What do you think the Eagles need to do to make the playoffs? So, like, the Eagles make the playoffs if, and then, like, what would your answers be for that?
That's a good question. Okay. I mean, obviously, it's many things. John, what hits you?
If they incorporate a lot of new viewpoints on offense and change it up to get ahead of defenses again. We were ahead of defenses in 2017, and everyone is sort of caught up. Now we brought in this new infusion of minds. Let's see things look different and innovative. So offensively, I would say, I have faith in Carson Wentz. I don't have faith in these receivers because I don't know the young guys yet. But you can manufacture openness with great schemes, and I think we've got a brain trust that will allow for that. Defensively, I got a lot of faith in Jim Schwartz. I have faith in what we have interior up front. I think we'll stop the run, but I think we're going to have trouble getting quarterbacks on the ground. So it's a good thing we have a stud in Darius Slay behind it all. I think the defense will be able to figure this thing out. It's just more or less a matter of, can the offense take that next step in innovation?
All right,
if they do, we have a good chance.
Dominic, John gave you a great answer. Obviously, there's 100 different things we could talk about. I'll go to one thing that to me is critical that could really swing the season, and that's if the offensive line can hold its own and do its job and do it pretty darn good to overcome the loss of Brandon Brooks, to overcome Jason Peters no longer being the left tackle and having a second-year guy in there that we have no idea what he's going to look like in Andre Dillard. Just the whole O-line thing that really has probably been the strongest part of their team for 3 years now.
Wow, that's awesome answers, guys. I appreciate you doing that.
No problem.
So I'll give you my movie with starting from a singing singing a quick line, and it's a guilty pleasure of my own. A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's also a great movie. Yeah, I mean, it's. I appreciate that. So,
you know, there's a new one.
Well, that doesn't
count. Yeah, I would lean towards it not being a guilty pleasure movie, personally. Yeah.
I watched it as a little child.
I think everyone does, I think is the point.
Yeah, you shouldn't
feel guilty about having been shown that. Like, you don't really have a choice when you're shown that movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's like if you said to an adult who's never seen The Wizard of Oz, watch that.
And yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, it's too great a movie. You can't call it a guilty pleasure. It's just a great movie. Let's go to Bill's with us. Hey,
I like
Bill.
This song, though. Nice work on that.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, good job on the spoonful of sugar there. Thanks for taking the call, guys.
Thanks for calling.
Be Still My Beating Heart. My Flyers just continually impress me. Let me give you a couple of real good stats here. Everybody talks about, being 2-0 in the bubble. How about ever since they've stopped? Remember when they went on that 10-game streak and then they lost to the Bruins and then won a game and then everything shut down? Well, they're 12-1 in their last 13 games, which is ridiculously good. In the bubble, they have a +5 goal differential. Now, granted, two games, but that is incredible work. In their top six forwards, four of them were drafted by the Flyers. In their top six defensemen, three of them were either drafted, or if Philippe Myers' case, he was an undrafted free agent.
Mm-hmm.
How about the rest of our Philly teams take a page out of the Flyers and go, man, you know what? Let's get a scouting department like the Flyers, because every single one of those picks, even Oscar Lindblom, who was having a great season, he was a third-round pick. Carter Hart, second-round pick. You know, Scotty Lawton, Konechny, first-round pick. Sanheim, first-round pick. Claude Giroux, first-round pick. I mean, come on. The Flyers are just incredible.
Well,
I mean,
Bill, and by the way, Hextall's not getting enough credit. I said it earlier in the show. I mean, he was the main guy for most of what you just mentioned, including the most consequential pick of all, which is Carter Hart, who could be the goalie of the Flyers until the year 2035.
Which I would love. I mean, let's be real. Marty Brodeur played, To make that sort of comparison is a jump, but he's got that trajectory. He's got that poise. I'm just so excited.
I can't wait
for the game tomorrow. Also, Steven Stamkos is not playing for the Lightning tomorrow. So, gives us a little bit better of a chance. Maybe we sneak away with being the number one seed.
And there it is.
You know, I'm just saying, it can happen.
All right, Bill, give me a guilty pleasure movie.
Really quick before that, Bobby Clark, the most infamous photo of him is holding that Stanley Cup with that toothless grin. I can't wait to see Sean Couturier with that toothless grin holding up the Stanley Cup.
All right, buddy. Guilty pleasure.
Way.
What do you got?
Sex in the City.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's the movie. Okay, there it is. Bill, appreciate the phone call. Let me just say
something. Have you seen that show?
No, and I have no interest. I mean, I've seen the show a few times.
I'm surprised. I would have figured you were a Sex in the City
guy. I
would
have thought that he
was.
Yeah.
No.
Big time.
No.
You've seen the show, though.
I do know someone who has, I'll use the word, dated someone from that show.
Chris Noth?
I can't say any names. I don't know who that is. Who is
He's
that?
He's the actor, Mr. Big, in that show.
I'm saying no names. Because, I don't know if these guys are married, not married. I mean, who knows who's what? I'm just saying, I know of someone who has been with someone from that show.
I did a shot with Chris Noth in a bar once in New York.
Cool? Was it his bar?
I don't know.
He had a place.
Does he? I don't know. I don't think it was. It might have been. I don't know. But he was pretty cool.
Fair enough. Very good. So I got to just go back to the last call. This is a pet peeve of mine. I think I've told you guys about this before. If I haven't, let me lay it out. If I had, let me lay it out again. That caller said, the most infamous photograph of Bobby Clark.
Yeah, it's not infamous.
Ladies and gentlemen. When something is good, it's not infamous. When something is bad, it's infamous. When the Flyers win the Stanley Cup, and I'm sorry. I know a lot of people do it. It just drives me nuts.
I agree. No, that's a common mistake.
That's a famous, great moment. It's not an infamous moment. Pearl Harbor, infamous. As FDR said, a day that will live in infamy.
Correct.
It's a bad thing, okay? You win a Stanley Cup, it's a good thing. Not infamous. And My girlfriend does the same thing, and every time I get it's not infamous. All right, let's go to the phones.
You should break up.
That's and that's not grounds. That's
not a deal breaker.
It's not grounds for dismissal. Let's go to
oh, man.
I'm playing around. Let's go to Nate in Camden. Kinda. Hey, Nate, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Good. Doing well.
Good. Listening to all this conversation, great show today, man. Just want to say, Ben Simmons, if they get rid of Brett Brown, get another coach in there, I'll be willing to do that. Because I want to see what he can do with a good coach. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
I'm not hopeful,
Do you
Nate.
Think he'll change?
Yeah, I don't.
Do you think Ben would change his game?
Oh, yeah, I think he would. I think he would. If he's got an opportunity to win a title and be one of, you know, I guess you want to say generational talent, top three players in the league along with Embiid, yeah, why not? I mean, you know.
I'll give you a reason why not. Because he's afraid to try. And put another way, he's afraid to fail.
Okay. But then that depends on how good the coach is in getting to his psyche.
Oh, you're right. Yep. You're right about that.
So, and then also the other comment I want to make is I'm not a hockey person, but I actually watched the whole Flyers game last night, and I enjoyed myself. So,
well, the ratings are up, and they're dominating. I mean, they just are.
Yeah. So, and my guilty pleasure movie is because I love Jack Nicholson, man, and Helen Hunt. As good as it gets.
There you go. As good as it gets. Too good a movie, guys, or guilty
Ooh,
pleasure?
That is a really
it's
good
close.
Movie.
Yeah, I would I say mean, it's probably a good
nominated
movie.
For stuff. Wasn't
yeah,
it?
I think he won Best Actor for it. I know she won. She won for sure.
Good.
I don't know.
Well,
if he
wasn't
won.
Best Actor. He might have been Supporting Actor. He wasn't Best Actor.
Jack, he was the star of the movie. What are you talking
well,
about?
Well, he didn't. Okay, then he didn't. Definitely did not.
Might
win
not
best
have won,
actor.
But I know Helen Hunt won for it. For
yeah,
sure.
She won.
He got nominated.
I think it's too good, guys.
I agree.
Okay, and there it is.
There's Twitter, no shame in liking it.
Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. Open for gaming, live racing, wagering, and golf. You can visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, will the Flyers win the Stanley Cup? We're not beating around the bush here today. We're going right at it, right to the cup. Will the Flyers win the Stanley Cup? John, what do you think the results came in today on Twitter? A, yes, B, no.
95% yes.
See, this is ridiculous. And you're kind of onto it. It's not that high. It's 72%. Mm. Now, I mean.
Which is wild.
Right.
I mean, wild.
Do they really have a 72%
no,
chance?
No, of course not.
Of course not. But no. We're all excited. We're fired up. And the cup's in the studio. And, you know, it's making. By the way, people were blasting me. I don't quite get this. So when I brought the cup into the studio yesterday and people saw the jersey I had on, it's a jersey without a name. It's not a jersey. The front's a jersey and back doesn't have a name. People are saying that's like a no-no. Is that a no-no?
I mean, we made fun of you for it when
Why?
We saw it.
Yeah,
you just couldn't hear because you were hoisting your cup in
right,
there.
I didn't get it.
Why doesn't it have a name
that.
On the back?
Why would you
it's just weird,
have that?
More than anything.
What's the difference?
Well, it's not like
a, you're repping a
real
player.
Sweater.
Like it's a jersey,
I'm
you know?
But I'm repping a team. I'm repping a team.
I don't know. It just, it doesn't feel like a real jersey that way.
Well, I guess it's not a real jersey. Then. People went wild on Twitter. I'm like, sorry, guys. Sorry I don't have, you know, Hextall written behind it or Lindros or, you know, Perrant.
At least it wasn't DeCamera.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, you don't see that too often. I mean, it is like a normal jersey just without a name. But that's the thing, John.
It did look like a normal jersey. That was what was weird.
But it stands the test of time. Yeah, it's a man for all seasons. It's a jersey for all seasons. Let's put it that way. All right, let's do what we do every single Friday. I don't know.
It's not a bad idea.
I mean,
players come and go.
Yeah, sure.
Your love for the Flyers does not.
Look, I remember wearing that jersey the day Andy Delmore scored the hat trick versus the Pittsburgh Penguins in the 2000 playoffs. If it's good then, it's good now. Let's hit it with the drop of the week.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski. Krzyzewski
of the week.
All right, drop of the week. We do it every Friday right now. A little fun, a little look back at some of the stuff. Some of it usually nonsensical that's happened at our show throughout the past couple days. James Seltzer, what has happened this week?
Yeah, let's dive in. Let's start with what we love to do. A little Joe DeCamera out of context.
My standards are lower. Good Lord.
Wow, Joe.
Well,
hopefully
we were just talking about
right?
Amy.
I mean, yeah.
I wasn't referring to her.
Well, we'll never
what
know.
What were you referring to?
I don't know.
And you're if the I best
and,
for the out of
and if I did know, I would not admit it.
All right, let's move on. We heard from Sledgehammer earlier. Sledge giving us a really creepy laugh earlier in the week.
Fair enough.
I mean,
weird,
right?
Man. Fair
enough. Sledge let loose on that
it's
one.
It's a little bit like Jack's Joker or something. It's
a little bit. Yeah, it's got a touch of that. All right, moving on. Richie, I don't know why you said this.
I'm thrilled, though, to be a face on a seat.
Oh, man. And what was that about?
It's about
the cardboard cutouts.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yep.
It is really cool.
It is cool. And by the way,
weird out of context.
Well, I love what you're doing down there. First off, they've expanded. And I mean, of course, raising some money for charity and all that, which is good stuff. But I also like how they are incorporating some famous fills and. I mean,
it's very cool. There's a Euchre one in right field and stuff like
that.
There's
a Connie Mack one out there.
And I also love that.
That's awesome.
Well, also, I think it's really cool that they're putting, wherever a Phillies player hits a home run, they're putting them up.
That's neat.
That's a cool idea. Yeah, at the end of the year to look and be like, wow, look at all those Harper
ones.
Good.
And one of the coolest features is that Joe's head cutout is twice the size of all the other heads. And they had to cut your face.
Someone doesn't like me.
They had to cut your face to fit it on the chair.
Yeah, it's not my fault. As Robin Williams once said, it's not your fault.
All right, Joe, I'll make you feel better. We make fun of your bad impressions all the time. You asked me to try a Josh Harris, and it was every bit as bad as any of your impressions. Here's my attempt. We're very excited. Nope, bad. Immediately bad. It was just bad. That was not good. Now, what was a good Josh Harris impression and potential front runner to win drop of the week this week. We had a caller named Leighton who called in and did this.
Let's go to Leighton. Leighton, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Josh Harris here.
Wow. Nice.
Going on with this weather, huh?
Wow.
Not bad,
man. Come on. You're bashing my Sixers.
This is phenomenal.
What's the deal?
Man, I love you, Leighton.
Really?
I really do.
This is terrific.
This is really
This weather, Joe, just walk outside. You don't need a bath. Just walk outside. Oh, my God.
Josh, what are you going to do about your point guard turned, power forward turned? We don't know what position he is refusing to shoot the ball.
With the Eric Snow comparisons, come on, guys. He's dynamic. He's powerful.
That's great. That is really
true. It went on for another minute. It was amazing.
That was really good.
Awesome. All right. We rarely have drops of the week that are not something that happens in this studio here. But I was watching the Phillies game, and I heard Tom McCarthy say something that I just thought was very Joe DeCamerish.
Jared Fernandez. I watched him throw a no-hitter in a 7-inning game. Crawford, I can't remember his first name, pitched for the Binghamton Mets, did the same thing. 7-inning no-hitter. As Haisley takes a strike. He's now the video coach for the Brewers, and it's killing me that I can't remember his first name.
That is really funny.
Crawford.
That is
really funny. I heard it, and I was like, I have to get that.
That is really good.
Pretty good, right?
So for those that don't know the backstory, and beat the hammer about two and a half years ago, there's a trivia question where James asked me for J.P. Crawford's cousin's name, who played in the World Series against the Phillies, and I could not remember the name of Carl Crawford, and in the midst of my struggle, I simply said, because it's the correct answer, Crawford.
Crawford.
Yeah. How did you phrase the question? You just wanted to know his name.
But I said J.P. Crawford in the questions. I was like, obviously, I'm looking for more than just Crawford.
I tried to kind of sneak it through, but the judges did not allow it.
No. And it became a thing. I heard T-Mac say that, and I had to
drop
that in. All right. Out of context, Richie.
Bigger than I could have imagined.
Okay.
A little Welcome to the Jungle under, so not quite as good as normal. Another one from the Welcome to the Jungle time that was pretty funny, too.
It's jiggly, though. It's jiggly, though.
Oh, boy. This is where we go off the rails.
Yeah. All right, one last one.
What was that about?
It was about the cup.
Probably the top.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, it was about the cup. Right. All right, one last one. Happened today. Another ridiculous celebration from the Hammer.
Loss of the Devils. Oh, Pittsburgh. Bang.
It would have been 3 or 4-0 anyway.
Bang!
An easy victory.
Bang! Cascotti Hartnell, baby. Scotty Hartnell was firing up that crowd.
I don't think he got that last one in.
It doesn't matter.
We're going to have to, at some point, decide, though.
I thought these were tough this week, too. That was the easiest one, I thought.
Yeah, I just stumbled on it initially, but bang! 130! Up! Yeah! Wow! 130, baby.
I think I lost my voice somewhere.
I love it.
There it is.
You went for it.
Arms in the air like I really do care.
So I think our clear winner is our caller, Leighton.
Yes.
It's like a no-brainer winner.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Great job, Leighton.
Classic work by that guy. By the way, keep those calls coming, Leighton. We love the Josh Harris calls and impersonations. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Talk to Tom in Middletown. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well, Tom.
Listen, the Flyers have me so excited and positive that I'm going to try to keep a positive spin for the Phillies also.
Okay.
While I have not been particularly, thrilled with everything I've seen from the Phillies, you know, that rough start, they hit the bumps that they had to hit, they are still one game under 500 against two opponents that are 15-4 combined. So there's got to be a little bright side to the start that we have. We've only played two teams, and their combined record's 15-4, and we're just one game under 500.
Yeah, well, the problem is, Tom, the rest of the NL East is really good, and we're going to be playing more AL East teams like that. That's our schedule. We're playing good teams in a lot of cases. We need to be better.
I agree with you. My comment was just to try to find a positive, right, like a silver lining.
But you don't buy the Marlins actually being that good, right? I mean, you don't really think they're good, right?
Well, I mean, after they played, were they at Baltimore?
I believe it was Baltimore. I think so.
Yeah. So yeah. No. I don't think they're an aberration. But still, right now, the combined Yankees and Florida record is 15-4.
Yeah.
And we're one game under 500. So that's my positive to try to stay positive.
Okay. Fair enough. All right, Tom. What do you got here for a guilty pleasure movie?
I always feel guilty for waste like the time because it's such a stupid movie, but it catches me all the time. But Napoleon Dynamite.
Yep.
All right, man. You got it.
Tom, I love that movie.
Appreciate the phone call,
but
buddy.
It's definitely a dumb movie.
It is dumb. You're right.
And that's the Nick Foles one,
I think,
right?
That's a good answer for this.
It is.
I mean, he really does look like Nick Foles,
he
right?
He does. Yeah, John Hader. Enough.
No doubt. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, time's yours. Phone calls, we roll till 2. John and Ike at that time on 94 WIP.
What a week for sports betting. Make sure you're with the home team for sports betting. Bet with my sports book of choice, the home team at Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Here are the odds and some ideas of what to bet on today. Basketball, Philadelphia is the favorite against Orlando. They're -220 on the money line, giving 5 points on the spread. But we've got problems. Philadelphia went from 20-1 to win it all when the restart began to 33-1. After the unfortunate kneecap injury. But if you still have faith, there's some real betting value there. Baseball, Philadelphia is -105. Atlanta is -110 on the money line in the opener of their series tonight. But we know who's on the mound for Philadelphia. I have no faith in him. To make matters worse, the outstanding Atlanta bullpen is the exact opposite of the dreck that we put out there. Download the Parks Casino Sportsbook app in the App Store or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code JRWIP to get your risk-free bet of up to $500. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss as a free bet. You must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.